Brought to you by Big Comedy Network.
Pillow fight. Is yours made of goose?
We got feathers flying everywhere.
Mine's made of goose.
Pillow fight.
This is so fun.
We're pillow fighting.
Why is this so fun?
Pillow fight.
Today on Pillow Fight, I'm joined by Serena Shahidi. Serena is a New York City-based influencer, comedian, and struggling socialite. She currently hosts the podcast, Let Me Ruin Your Life, while also making TikToks that ruin her own life. You can find more of her all over social media at GlamDemon2004.
Fuck. Marry? Kill. Fuck, marry, kill.
So for Fuck, Marry, Kill, the first headline, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly recently spoke to GQ about their first encounter. Megan Fox said, "I just remember this tall, blonde, ghostly creature. And I looked up and I was like, you smell like weed. He looked down at me and he was like, I am weed. Then I swear to God, he disappeared like a ninja in a smoke bomb." Number two, last week, Vice President Kamala Harris, who is also the chair of the National Space Council, released a video encouraging children to be excited about space ahead of World Space Week. The video has like a bunch of multiracial teenagers being led around the Naval Observatory in DC, and a bunch of Republicans were like, this is the fakest shit I've ever seen. And a few days ago, the kids came out and said they were actually actors who had to audition for the parts. Number three, in an interview with Time, Timothy Chalamet revealed the best advice he's ever gotten was no onerous medicine and no superhero motion pictures.
No what medicine? What?
Onerous medicine. I think that means like hard drugs.
Oh.
Okay. And then he went on to say that he is a film star. He's not a film star. He is an actor, and he wants to make that distinction clear. So Machine Gun Kelly is weed, Kamala Harris's teen actors, and Timothy Chalamet's secrets to success. Fuck, marry, kill. What would you do?
Okay, let me think through this. I like the Kamala one because it feels very like vintage vibes to be excited about space. And I would also love to know like who was rejected. Like, were they not multiracial enough? Were they like leaning towards just too hard towards one end of like a certain racial spectrum? Like they're like, we need someone in the middle. So that's interesting. I think I will have to kill the Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly one. Mm-hmm. But I do say, I feel like I have more respect for them than a lot of people do because they remind me of Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob. Yeah. Thornton, yeah. Who I literally have never seen outside of the context of that relationship. I have no idea what he's up to. But that was pretty iconic. If they started wearing vials of each other's blood, I'd say I'd like maybe fuck or marry that. But at this point, I'm like over it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I'm going to fuck the Timothy Chalamet story. I think it's pretentious. I think it's irritating. I think it's, you know, something you wouldn't want to commit to. It's very, very NYU vibes, very like, I'm an artist. What did you say? I don't do hard drugs and I don't do superhero movies. I respect the superhero movie one. He definitely does hard drugs, right? Like
I feel like he has to.
By the way, for some reason, I spent like, I think it's because I talked to this old dude last night at a hotel bar about like Train Spotting, which I've never seen, except for the New York street noise, authentic. But I spent like all of this morning researching on Reddit, like what does heroin feel like?
What did you find out? The way
he described, apparently the scary thing about heroin addiction is that like any other addict, if they described like what they were addicted to, they'd be like, oh, it's the worst. Like never try it. The scary part about heroin addicts is they're like, it's the best thing ever. And that's terrifying. Anyway, I feel like Timothy Chalamet does heroin, but he snorts it. That's my guess.
I think that he's more like a ketamine doesn't count. It's not manufactured or something. Like, I think that he's one of those, like, he has a weird rule of what's hard and what's not.
That does sound very, like, skinny white boy from New York.
Yeah.
To be like, well, ketamine is like, that's used in doctor's offices.
Yeah.
So I would marry the Kamala Harris. I just love the facade of it all. I love the vintage vibe.
I think that, you know, Republicans are like, oh, it's so fake, whatever. And I think it's like, everything they do is fake. I just now at this point don't expect it to be real. I just expect it to be high quality fake, you know?
Yeah, at this point, it's like, they're like Marvel. It's like, I know that this is not going to be quality, but let's see how ridiculous you can get with it. Like, entertain us, you know?
I want like a Kamala Harris rap song sometime soon. Like, I want, I want more cringe content from the two of them. They were really killing it at the beginning of the term, but they've kind of been slacking.
She very much has the energy of like that high school English teacher, but was like, you know who the best rapper was? Shakespeare. Like very that. Yeah. I could see her doing like an educational rap.
I'm surprised that Joe Biden isn't dead yet. I will say that. Like I was thinking about that recently.
Yeah, he's really kicking.
He's almost coming up on a year. So
he's running on overtime. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I feel bad for him. Imagine like your last years, you're like, you don't know what's going on, but you're like, oh, people are telling me I run the country. Like, oh shit.
Yeah, that's definitely like frightening. I don't know why you'd want to end your life like end your life on that note.
Yeah, go to Florida.
Yeah, I want to be on an island somewhere like sipping drinks with someone hot, like reading books, watching movies, no stress at all. And
yeah, not like the most stressful job in the world.
Yeah, I would fuck the Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox thing because listen, I don't think she would be acting like this out here over this man if the sex wasn't amazing.
That's true.
Like, I think she's dumb off the dick. And like, I think she's really hot. I don't think he's very hot, but yeah. I think like, it's probably like a fun experience to enter whatever world that they're in. Cause it's not this world. Like it's something else. And I think that is not, I wouldn't want to marry it, but I definitely want to experience it.
Yeah. I wonder what drugs they're doing.
Yeah. Well, weed, coke for sure.
Yeah.
Coke for sure.
There's definitely like some Molly or something. Like, I don't know, whatever drug makes you like love people.
You know, the gas station, like pussy and pussy pills.
Yes.
Yeah. They're on those.
I'm off one gas station Viagra.
Mm-hmm.
Acting crazy.
Yeah. I totally can see that. Like just for fun, just a fun Saturday.
Obsessed.
I would marry the Timothée Chalamet thing. Okay, pretentious as fuck, but we don't have to spend that much time together. I think we can have different bedrooms in the same house. His rules or whatever, he's clearly doing successful. Like he's doing successful. He's doing well. He's being successful. I feel like that's good for me. Also, I feel like I don't really want a husband who does superhero movies because I don't really like to watch them. I personally feel like I've seen one Marvel movie ever. That's a, you know, I'm open to changing that, but it's like none of them have ever really been like, I've never thought, you know what I'm gonna do today is watch a Marvel movie. So I think not having to watch those would be nice to have in a partner. I wouldn't have to deal with someone's drug addiction because he says he's
just ketamine, all clean.
We can have horses out back and it'll be a shared pool of resources. Yeah, so I'd do that. I'd kill the Kamala Harris paid actress thing just because I think she needs to get more creative. I think, like, as I said, I want her to be leveling up at this point. Her doing like some Actors Access casting call for teenagers, it's not enough. Like I want a whole music video. I want like Kamala Harris to host a cooking show or something. Like I want something insane. I'm imagining the casting call for this though. That's really funny. It's like,
Would you have auditioned?
I think I'm too old because they were like 13. Oh. Like 13. Though I did recently go in for an audition that was like a teenage actor in a commercial, and the people in the waiting room, like the waiting room for this audition, were anywhere from, I would say, like 10 to 30. So, you know, yeah, like
love.
Teenager means a lot of things. So,
yeah, there's a teenager and there's like a Hollywood teenager. And that's a lot more broad of a definition.
Yeah. Like a Glee, Grease.
Those
kind of teenagers.
Yeah. Grease is well over 30.
People are really upset about Ben Platt playing a teenager. I think that it's like an homage to old Hollywood.
It is. It's also like, the funny thing about that is like, okay, but who among us was going to see that? If we're going to be honest, like probably me now, because after all this discourse, I think it's funny, but.
It's a marketing tactic for sure. Also, yeah. The fact that they're making a de-aged version, I definitely want to see that.
That's hilarious.
Like, I want to watch the technology that they do on him. I'm also a big fan of Ben Platt, like, weirdly. Like, I'm not wearing a Ben Platt t-shirt or anything like that. But I do find him to be a compelling performer. I love The Politician. I thought it was crazy.
Oh, classic.
Crazy and, like, soapy. And everything he does is just, like, so melodramatic in a beautiful way.
I had such a crush on him in Pitch Perfect because I was like, oh my God, he's like the other guys, but like lower self-esteem. Like sexy.
Hot, yeah.
Also, my friend just told me about the plot of Dear Evan Hansen and I was like, what? Like, that's been the plot the whole time. Everyone's talked about it.
Found out recently too. And I swore I thought there was something gay about it. Like I thought it was
a coming out story.
And then my roommates were like, no, it's not about that. Like, and if you watch the trailer, like what I would assume is just like, you know, this guy is sad and bullied. Then I found out like this guy invents a whole friendship with this kid who committed suicide. That's like crazy. That's like crazy.
What I was picturing was literally like a Love, Simon, which I also haven't seen. Like I love Simon, but like at the end, like the love interest kills himself. Like I just knew there was suicide and I felt like there was something gay.
Yeah. I thought it was like The Politician, that opening plot line where Ben Platt and the other guy that was in The Politician, he's also in Hollywood, one of Ryan Murphy's like pool of guys.
Oh, love.
They like made out once and then the other guy kills himself.
Oh, fast.
And I thought it was something like that, but no. And Love, Simon also, I have a bone to pick with Love, Simon because it's not realistic. And I think it's setting LGBT teenagers up for unrealistic standards because never in the history of anything is there a person messaging you from an anonymous account that ends up being like this hot soccer player.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone messaging you from a secret account is a freak. So
especially like for a cute like gay male in high school.
Yeah.
There is a 0% chance that the person messaging him is below the age of 40. The sad truth.
Or like one of those kids who like does not speak ever. No shade to these kids. These kids end up becoming awesome people. But in high school, they sit in the corner. They don't speak at all. Their hair is like always in their face. And you probably don't know what their voice sounds like.
Yeah. I knew a kid like that in middle school. And one time I was like sitting in my therapist's office waiting and he came out and I was like, okay, slay, like same therapist, like we are one.
Yeah. So Love, Simon, not realistic, bad to do to like insecure gay children, I think, like me to set their expectations high. Like
stop
that.
Doing that to insecure gay children. Take them to space with Kamala Harris.
Like, honestly, much better for them. Much better for them to go to space.
Literally, I would be obsessed.
Would you rather, would you rather, would you rather? Let's play a game of Would You Rather?
Okay, so 82-year-old Star Trek actor William Shatner just became the oldest person to go to space. He told Jeff Bezos that it was the most profound experience he could imagine. He's lived a long, fulfilling life, and this is the most profound thing he could imagine. Would you rather explore space in, you know, whatever capacity that means to you, or star in a TV show about space?
Ooh, what network or streaming service? Well, because if it's like Peacock, like I'll go to space.
Okay, let's see. It's like on Hulu.
Yeah. Okay, so it could go either way.
Yeah.
And do I have any creative control or just purely like already scripted?
I think you're the star and like you can, the writers write for you and like you can improvise a little bit, but it's not your show, like your creative vision.
Okay. I feel like I would go to space.
Interesting.
Space. Because I feel like that would be like so much therapy in one, you know, visit, just to be able to see like how little we are in comparison to everything. Yeah. But I also, my fear is that I would come back and be like, well, none of this matters because I just saw like how tiny all of you bitches are.
Yeah. I think going to space is the new ketamine.
It is. Also, like doing ketamine in space is the new doing ketamine on Earth.
Truly. I think, I know that they just broke up, but I think that Elon Musk and Grimes could start like a fun little drug commune on Mars and just like pay for tourism to come visit, like have little huts. Like, have you watched Mad Men?
No, I've seen half an episode.
Okay. It gives me you energy for some reason, I think, just because it's like vintage.
Yeah, I love the aesthetic. I'm just terrible at like getting into shows.
Yeah. He goes to this like psychedelic retreat in California at the end, Don Draper. But I see that on Mars in the future. Like psychedelic therapy, space tourism.
Okay. I'm kind of living. I see that. I can see that as like, you know, like one of those ketamine depression treatments that are like $700 a session. And I looked that up because I'm like, should I? And then I was like,
I get Instagram ads for those things. And I'm like,
we love targeted ads.
I just want to know if they just pumped me with like this drug cocktail. How, like what would I be seeing differently? But I want like a spirit guide to come with me on that journey and like hold me. Have you seen those videos of people like doing ayahuasca or whatever and like crying into the arms of someone?
I can do that sober is the thing.
Okay. fair, totally fair.
People like, whenever someone's like, I had an experience and it made me like, it made me sob and it made me question everything. I'm like, sounds like a Thursday night, girl. Like, what do you have to?
Well, that's good. Good for you. You don't smell like drugs. You are drugs.
That's so true. I am ketamine.
I think I would rather star in a TV show about space. Just because, like, I think personally, I am really uninterested by space. I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because existentially, I don't want to address the fact that, like, we are part of this giant system. So I think that would be a little terrifying to me. I don't know. Like, me going to space anytime soon would require, like, hanging out with one of these freaks, also. Like, I don't want to, I don't want to, like, be in a contained space like miles above Earth with Jeff Bezos. That does not,
oh my god, literally Akko Taco. If you could star in any like TV show reboot like in space, like Mad Men in space, what would the show be that you would take to Mars?
I think I would take That 70s Show to Mars.
Ooh, I love that. What a great show.
It's one of my favorite shows. I love like a just best pals sitcom. And I think, you know, we need more best pals sitcoms in more diverse places. And I just kind of want to see the like weed circle happening on Mars. Like what happens there? What's it like to be a foreign exchange student on Mars? Curious.
Oh yeah, Fez is just like an earthling.
Yeah.
And Fez.
And he's like just so weird to all of them.
Yeah, hopefully he's not played by someone who like dated 17-year-old Lindsay Lohan. But
yeah, also Demi Lovato, he was with Demi Lovato for
literally
so long.
He's like the grim reaper for like young female careers.
Yeah. Demi Lovato has had some bad men in their life.
Have you seen the, like, there's a clip of their new show, literally on Peacock, where it's Demi, and then they're, like, sister, and then a friend, and they look for, I guess, aliens, but, like, in houses?
Okay, I did hear about this, and I also thought Demi Lovato got mad that we're calling them aliens and wants us to call them extraterrestrials now because alien is a slur. And I just love that. Like, I love that for Demi Lovato. And I feel like that's finally, they finally have peace if they're like, that's their thing that they're like advocating for. So I'm happy for Demi.
And aliens should not have access to sugar-free cookies.
Yes. They should not be told that their dairy-free yogurt is guilt-free because it implies shame.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Literally that.
You know, alien rights. So
literally alien rights.
Good for them. Good for them. Yeah. I don't want to go to space, really. It's terrifying to me. The first Indian woman to ever go to space died up there. So I don't want to be in that cursed lineage. So
was there another since then?
I'm not sure. I have like a Twitter mutual who is an astronaut, and she might not be Indian, but she's some kind of brown, is trying to go to space. So I hope she comes back.
Oh, love. I had one of my friends from high school, one of my few and far between people that I still know and like, and I went to high school with. He works at, like, I think SpaceX now, and he went viral on Twitter because I don't know if you saw this, but he had like rocks from the moon, and someone was like told him to lick the rocks, and he was like, no, and they were like, lick the space rocks, Kyle, and then he licked them.
Did anything happen to him? Did he change? Did he become ketamine?
He's dead now. No, nothing happened. He's starring on Demi Lovato's new show.
Co-hosting.
Obsessed.
That is fun. I want like a psychological study on the effects going to space on like human brains. But yeah, that's going to take a few more trips.
When Bezos went to space, did he like, what happened? Did he like step outside and float around at all?
No, that was the most.
Girl.
I felt so blue-balled by his dick rocket. It was like 10 minutes, like just went up and came back down. It was like a little joyride to the sky and back.
Oh my God. That's like one of those people who, when you tell them like where you're from, you just mention a location, they're like, oh my God, I drove through there once. And it's like, okay, what am I supposed to do with that? Like, should I review the highway with you?
It's like, or you, you're like, oh yeah, I've been to Korea because you had like a layover in the Korean airport or something like that. Yeah, exactly. He's just had a little layover through space, but I don't know. I feel like that's still a crazy experience even to just like leave Earth, but
that is,
you know, I think that he already doesn't have a human brain. So like, I don't know how.
Yeah, you're going to need another person to do a case study on.
So after the announcement of her conservatorship being suspended, Britney Spears revealed that she's thinking of releasing a book sometime next year.
Love.
Would you rather get a book from Britney or new music from Rihanna?
Is the book in question ghostwritten?
I think no. I don't want it to be ghostwritten.
If I could have a definite she wrote it, then the Britney book. That's my concern, is like, I feel like everyone, I don't know, whenever someone writes a book, it's like they just, there were headlines about things happening to them and they're like, okay, like I'll write a book now. And it's like, oh, but like you didn't even get into it. You know who I've been obsessed with?
Who?
I don't know if this is like a current thing or if it's just like people are randomly talking about her again. Rachel Hollis,
okay,
who wrote Girl Wash Your Face, which is like a very like girl boss self-help book, is just like a fascinating figure, like one of those people who you look up and you're like 10 podcast deep dives in and like reading threads about her and and all that. She just gives like terrible advice. She's like a female millennial Gary V type, like not super aggressive, but very much like, well, I do this and I wake up early. And someone who's like a self-help guru, but they just keep giving conflicting statements that it's like, okay, you're just like finding excuses to yell at me. It's very like, yeah, I wonder what causes someone to like consume that kind of content. It's so strange.
I think it's like, if you need motivation, the same way that you'd have like a personal trainer, you like have a Gary Vee to like scold you about
stuff. I feel like I need motivation, but not that kind.
Yeah, I think people, there's a certain kind of person who like that is like juice for them. They look at that and they're like, yeah, I'm gonna grind, like I'm gonna be like, by the time I'm 30, I'm gonna do XYZ and I'm gonna reach for the stars and I'm gonna wake up every day at 5 a.m. to accomplish my goals. And like,
yeah, those people never accomplish anything, like with love.
They always start things and never finish them.
Yeah,
and I'm saying this like as someone who's the same way, but I don't wake up at 5 a.m. I don't grind. We're accomplishing the same thing, and I am sleeping far more than you.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Rachel Hollis. Okay, I'll look her up.
She had like a scandal on, I think it was a TikTok she posted, because she posted a video being like, just getting mad at one of her fans because they said, oh, like, you're so privileged, you have like a housekeeper, which, by the way, like, she refers to her housekeeper as like, oh, the person who cleans my toilets, which is fucking weird to begin with.
Yeah.
So she says that, and then she's like, yeah, I am privileged. And no, I'm not relatable, but that's because I work my ass off and most people wouldn't be willing to do that. Which, by the way, she was, surprise, surprise, she was married to like a Disney executive. And that's how she got her start, is like, obviously it was supporting her and giving her connections that she wouldn't have otherwise. And it was very that. And she was like, all of the women that I admire weren't relatable. And she goes on to list, I believe the first name was Harriet Tubman.
Oh,
this white woman who wrote a book called Girl Wash Your Face was talking about having a housekeeper. Like, she's sick in the head.
Yeah, so it not being relatable to her. Have we heard from Sophia Amoroso in a while?
I don't think so. What was, like, I feel like she's done something recently. Let me look this up. Sophia,
because she really coined girl boss into our vernacular. I feel like
there's an hour-long video called The Art of Reinvention about her, so add to watch later. Much hello. Yeah, I mean, news is literally just like editorial, gaslight, gatekeep, girl boss, question mark, like it's all that.
I'm sure she's better off now than she was during the bankruptcy of Nasty Gal.
Yeah. That sounds rough for a girl boss.
It's
hard out here for a girl boss.
Every girl boss's first bankruptcy is rough. It's rough.
Literally. The first one's always the hardest.
Your first bankruptcy is like your first divorce.
Yes.
It's a learning curve.
Sometimes they both happen at once and it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's crazy. Awesome. That's crazy for you. But you know what? A girl boss can get through it. Wake up at 5 a.m. and get through it.
Exactly. That's all it takes. Doesn't matter what you do when you wake up at 5 a.m.
Just
it doesn't
up.
Matter. Yeah, like who you are as a person. Just be up.
Okay, another last little would you rather. Who would you rather have as a personal stylist? Kristen Sinema or Addison Rae?
Who's Kristen Sinema?
The senator, the bisexual senator.
Wait. Oh my God.
You know her. You know her.
I definitely do. I'm trying to. Kristen Sinema. She spells her name like an asshole. Oh my God. Okay. It's giving like Forever 21 prints on Calvin Klein dresses. And there are a few of these that I don't hate. I actually, the more I look, the more I'm like, do we have similar styles? Embarrassing.
She just sometimes will wear like a pink wig to the Senate floor, which, you know, I think that would be cool if she also voted to raise minimum wage. But
yeah, it's all these people like that who are like, I'm flying a rainbow flag on my back. And it's like, okay, well, people are dying, Kristen Sinema.
She's our first bisexual senator also. And I think it's bad representation. I think that there's no, yeah. I'm not happy with the selection of bisexuals that we've been given as representation. Like Megan Fox is another one of them. And here she is with this weed man.
Making
now.
A fool out of the yeah. community. Who are some good bisexuals that we should like elect?
You know who
to
else
the
is bisexual
Senate?
Is Shane Dawson.
Oh, fuck.
Bisexual.
Okay. Honestly, I would probably choose her. To be honest with you, I just feel like Addison Rae has worn like some crazy things. And I wouldn't want a stylist that's like getting advice from the Kardashians. I don't think that that's like my thing. I think that whole dynamic is weird. I don't mind the Forever 21 Calvin Klein dresses. I don't. I think they're bright and fun and bisexual senator vibes.
I would also pick Kristen Sinema. Addison Rae, like, did you ever watch her Vogue, like, What She Wears in a Week video?
No.
Okay, well, this was a video where, like, it seemed like she was picking it out for herself. And just every single outfit was, like, really basic, but also horrible. Mm-hmm. And I think that if I'm going to be dressed crazy, I'd rather it be, like, full send crazy rather than, like, just weird and, like, kind of... but like yeah. simple.
Yeah.
So I think I would rather like be in crazy patterns and colors and like a wig than to wear like an ill-fitting Juicy Couture sweatsuit with like high heels.
Her style is very like, it's like a Hallmark movie. It's like somehow boring and disastrous at the same time.
It's like a slutty Hallmark movie, like a with a little yes. bit more, a little bit more, you know,
maybe a Lifetime.
She will eventually have to get it right. She's gonna have all these Netflix movies now.
Yeah, have you seen her movie?
I watched it.
I have not.
I lived it.
How was it?
Okay, I will say it was very horrible, but it was short and it didn't make us sit through any more than we needed to. And like, it was horrible in a very compelling way. Not like I wasn't bored ever. It was always just insane. The weirdest part was the fact that her name was Paget.
Paget?
Paget. Yeah.
Okay.
And her mom was played by a woman who I would have believed was like 2 years older than Addison Rae.
Oh my God, I love it. The dad is played by Ben Platt. I'm not gonna lie and say that I haven't seen like every Noah Centineo rom-com on Netflix. Like there is just something about that type of movie. It's like comforting.
You know, if you're bored and you like wanna half text and talk through the movie you're watching, but like wanna be amused, it's a great genre.
Yeah, it's like a junk food. And it's like, there's something relaxing about like, oh, I know exactly how this is going to go. Mm-hmm. And like, Noah Centineo is going to get the girl, surprise, surprise. And there's going to be 7 sequels where he's like, oh my God, am I going to lose the girl? No, I'm Noah Centineo. Duh.
What besides To All the Boys I've Loved Before fits in this Noah Centineo rom-com genre?
Oh my God. Okay. First of all, there's like 3 of those.
Yeah.
He has a movie, literally like the worst movie of all time, potentially called Swiped. He plays like a douchebag who makes a hookup app.
Okay.
And it's one of those movies that's so bad that you're like, are my eyes deceiving me? Like, I need to look this up and see if other people have been watching the same movie because mm-hmm. I feel crazy.
Yeah.
He had that. He had The Perfect Date with the girl from Austin and Ally, where he has like a digital, like rent me as a date type of thing, which would never happen in real life because like men are everywhere for free. And then I would also say like, he's not in those, but the Kissing Booth movies, naturally. Yeah.
A movie that I did see with Noah Centineo was Sierra Burgess is a Loser. Have you seen that?
That too.
That movie's insane. That movie is truly insane.
Yes. The title character is like the worst character in any movie.
Yeah. And it's, I don't like when they have these people who are like, oh, we should care about fat people too. We should care about like gay people too. We should care about, why make them be such horrible people then?
Yeah.
Like they should be cool and interesting. They should not be
Yes. And it's also, it's always giving like this is our fat, ugly character. And it's giving like an Instagram versus reality where a girl is like, oh my God, this is me on Instagram. This is me in reality.
Yeah.
And I have a role that isn't even a role. It's just my skin folding.
Yes. Like, that's those pictures, like they think that they are curing body dysmorphia with those pictures, and in reality every time I see one of those I feel so much more self-conscious.
It's so bizarre. I think it's, I don't know, there's something so weird about like that. I don't even want to say like leg of the body positive movement, because I'm sure like anyone actually in the body positive movement would not want to be associated with it, but there's something so weird about that, and something that's so linked with like, oh, well, I have these stretch marks in the cellulite because I've like been through it all and I have 6 kids. And it's like, okay, what about the people who like haven't been through all that and don't have like a personal trainer and surgery to like, it's so weird.
Those like mommy makeovers, those are insane to me too, because it's just like, you got to bounce right back. And it's insane that people, it's, first of all, it's insane that people give birth, period. Like that's an insane thing that like happens to your body. And then to be like, well, I looked so terrible after this, like, and I quickly bounced back. It's like, I don't know, we're really expecting superhuman.
It's so weird. And it's like, if people really expect you to look like fresh off the runway as soon as you pushed a child out of yourself, especially like your husband or whoever, like you pushed his child out, literally like kill them. My mother to this day, if I don't respond to her text quick enough, she texts me, I thought I gave birth to you. Like, sorry, I thought I gave birth to you. You're not replying. I'm like, okay. Like, you didn't have my consent.
My brother and I definitely terrorize my mother's body and I feel bad about it, but it's like, I didn't, it's not my responsibility, but I feel bad that we had to be part of that. I stayed in there for like a month longer than I was supposed to.
Oh my God.
It's the same way. I just can't get out of bed at 5 a.m. in the morning. I just literally stay there. Old habits die hard.
You've been off your grind since day zero. I think I was born like 2 weeks late. So we're both a little overcooked.
Yeah. Well, I came out big and juicy and like had so much hair. And then I like didn't grow after that. Like I just stayed like that.
You came out like speaking full sentences. Like,
I came out looking like Ben Platt.
Love.
Do you remember that baby that was like going viral on TikTok last year?
Just for being massive?
Yeah, and people were like guessing how old it was, but it was like, it looked like the face of a 35-year-old.
That was insane. I'm always like, I don't know, I always feel weird about like, what if I was the parent? Because it's like, of course you shouldn't like comment something mean about someone's kid. But also if I had a baby like that, of course I'd laugh. Like it distracts from the pain that just happened in your uterus.
Yeah, I think it would be funny. I think that I would hope they grew up to be hot so they could laugh at it later too. But
yeah, if they grew up to be like kind of weird looking, then it's like, ooh.
Yeah, then it's like most people get the chance to be like a cute kid.
Do you think that's why people like dress up as babies? Is maybe they were ugly babies and they're like, well, now I have like makeup.
Interesting. People dress up as, what is the, like, do you mean
like people like adult babies or like people, I don't know how much of it is a sexual thing.
Okay.
I'm sure there's people on both sides, but people who like wear, I don't know, like e-girls who wear like pacifiers.
I think that I have only experienced like a dip in the pool of this where it's just like those e-girls who talk in baby voices, but I have not seen a pacifier. Oh, I've only seen baby voice. I have not seen a pacifier.
Oh, I've seen like full diapers. I've gone on some deep internet holes.
Yeah, I don't think it was because they were ugly babies. I think there's some sort of, Freud would have something to say about that, you know?
Well, he might say that they were ugly babies. Yeah. That does kind of sound like him.
That's true. ugly babies grow up to have deviant sexual pursuits, and cute babies, they remain chaste until marriage.
Normal.
Yeah.
Cute babies just soak.
And ugly babies have to do the jump pumping.
Oh my God, always the jump pumper and never the soaker.
So true. Oh my gosh.
Truth or dare?
Truth or dare, Serena?
I'm gonna start with truth.
I feel like you're pretty honest on the internet, but do you have like an unpopular opinion that you haven't shared in a video or a tweet or something like that? Because you feel like people would not respond well.
Probably a lot of things. I feel like I've said this before, but I've alluded to this before. I'm like an ADHD denier. As someone who has been diagnosed with it multiple times and takes medication for it, I'm like, I just think it's like the new, like the condition of this generation where like being online has fucked up our attention span so much that it makes it like almost impossible to function.
Yeah, everything is a symptom of ADHD on Twitter. I feel like I have ADHD and I've been diagnosed and I take medicine for it. But I also think like so much of internet ADHD culture is like so, so fucking weird and annoying. Like sometimes they're like, oh, like if you can't be nice to people, that's ADHD. Like that's like I've seen shit like if you're a Leo, you have ADHD. Like what does that mean?
And you see stuff like that, you're like, oh, this is the stupidest thing ever. And then you click on it and people are like, oh my God, literally having realizations. Yeah. And you're like, no.
I feel like a lot of people self-diagnose from the internet. It reminds me of I remember like at the beginning of the pandemic, there was like a TikTok trend that was going around that was like my name, my age, my mental illnesses, all the medications I take.
Oh my God.
It's not fashion. So.
It's so weird. It's very like 2014 Tumblr when people would put like all their mental illnesses in their bio.
Yes. 2014 Tumblr had its place and it's gone. My URL was chaos is inevitable. And I think that to this day, it's one of the best little handles I picked for anything.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what mine was. I definitely had like a funny one and like a fashion one.
I had one that was just like, it was half really, really scary looking women and half like stills from depressing movies.
Obsessed, mood board of my life.
Some fashion thrown in there. It was all like purple lipstick and black coats. I was like in that early Lorde kind of aesthetic.
I love that. Yeah. I miss like, we have Pinterest now and I use Pinterest all the time. I do like it, but I miss the ability to create like a mood board, but one that has like all sorts of things like quotes and video, God knows what. So truth or dare?
Truth.
Question mark. truth. What is your number one internet pet peeve? Or like type of person online that you're like, ugh.
Oh, there's so many. I'm trying to think of one where it's a pet peeve and not like a hatred.
Yeah.
I think when people treat their, like when they post sad updates about their life that are not monumental or funny, like when people are like, oh, I just asked out this guy and he rejected me and that's all, I'm like, like, why aren't you telling your friends this? Like, why do I need to know that?
Yeah.
It's like very weird on your public facing Twitter that has like 1,000 followers. Like, that's a little bit odd to me. I don't know. I think that there's like, that's very middle school behavior to me, like using social media in that way to like update every single positive and negative thing that ever happens to you. Like, I don't know. Just, it's either like turn it into a joke, or it's a huge deal, something happened to you and it's like important that you share it, but the in between thing is very irritating
to yeah me. It's like, well, who do you think is reading this and being interested?
Yeah.
Or they'll do like a like humble brag where it'll be like, oh my God, this guy is totally flirting with me right now. And it's like,
okay.
Like, yeah. It's literally just like, okay.
Like, I'm sure someone cares, but like, I don't.
Yeah.
And that's just a pet peeve. I think I can look past that, but I do find it annoying. I'm like, why do I need to know this?
Yeah, it's just confusing.
Yeah.
It's like, I just want to be like, why? Who do you think?
I'm like, am I supposed to be upset for you? Like, am I supposed to, like, how am I supposed to react? I don't know. And that's like kind of a little.
Exactly. We all have our own problems. We just read the Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox article. Like, you're not the only one suffering.
Precisely. Truth or dare.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you Venmo request someone that you have, like, an ex or an ex-friend or, like, someone that you've been with or whatever? You get to pick. Just someone that's, like, not a current, an active member of your life okay. right now. And Venmo request them for, like, $1 and be, like, you never paid me back for pizza that one time. And I was wondering, like, I didn't know when it was the right time to say something.
Let's see, who should I pick? I'm trying to think, like, who's at the right amount of, like, they don't, I don't know. Let's see, we definitely have some exes in here. We have some names I don't recognize that I'm assuming I've gone on dates with. We have some high school friends. This is a hard one. We have my first boyfriend from high school. We have a man who called me, I believe it was an ugly rat.
Why?
I don't know. He was crazy. I went to high school with him. I'm going to Venmo request a guy who I went to tow with once.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say, you never paid me back for, you never paid me back for that pack of Trident gum. I'm doing like a brand, like sponsored.
Hashtag ad.
Hashtag ad.
Make sure you're FTC compliant.
Yes. Request. Okay, obsessed. And there we go. Your turn, truth or dare.
I'll also do a dare.
Okay. I kind of want to make you like tweet something. Let me think. For some reason, the only thing that's going through my head is snorting cocaine with Timothy Chalamet, adding the location tags Buffalo Wild Wings, and I don't okay. know why.
Okay. Snorting cocaine with Timothy. Oh my God, Timothy.
The way that just like went through my head in a way that I was like, this is, it feels like an intrusive thought.
It was gorgeous. Buffalo Wild. Cannot type Wild Wings. Okay. Which address should I pick? Hollywood Boulevard? Yeah.
Love.
Let's do Hollywood Boulevard. Okay. She's out there.
Love. Let me refresh the TL so I can like it. I'm just replying question mark. Obsessed. Oh my God, I saw this TikTok. I tweeted this earlier. I saw this TikTok where someone was like, nightmare blunt rotation. And the first picture was me. And I went to the comments and someone said, Serena would have a panic attack and call the police on you. OMG, Serena would literally make me spiral.
Oh no.
Oh my God. That's insane. I mean, that's kind of true. As far as my, like,
do they use a good picture of you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
A classic. As far as my like reaction to weed goes, I'm like, yeah, I should not be in like anyone's dream blunt circle.
What's like the worst experience you've had?
I generally just get like, I get really quiet and I get like, I wouldn't call it anxious or paranoid so much as just like so uncomfortable. Like I can feel every like sensation is bothering me. I'll yeah. literally be like, I can feel the breeze on my hair. Wait, I can feel the yeah. straps on my top. And it's like, that's all I can think about. And someone will be talking to me and I'm like, uh-huh. And I'm like, I can feel like my thong.
Totally.
This chair is itchy.
Oh my God. One of the worst like physical sensations I've ever had was getting high after getting shin splints.
Oh my God.
Because then I could feel them so deeply and I was like, my legs do not work. Like they feel like wood. And I was like convinced, fully convinced. I was like, never going to walk again. Never going to walk no more again. But passed. Yeah.
Congrats. Love that.
Being chosen for a nightmare blunt rotation is pretty iconic.
That is, I remember I took a picture with the like a few internet friends of mine, actually including Caroline Calloway, and someone tweeted it with the caption "nightmare blunt rotation," and that made me laugh.
Who else was in this one?
Oh my God, it was Jovan Hill, and it was, oh my God, I forget his name, but like Jovan is friends with him. We're mutuals on TikTok. He makes really funny TikToks, and his job is to like write cards for like not Cards Against Humanity, but like that sort of thing.
Gotcha.
So interesting.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. It was such a blast. Is there anything that you like want to let the listeners know about while we're here? Any like wisdom to impart?
Oh, wisdom to impart. Let's see. I keep lots of quotes on my wall. So let's see. If you want to make salmon in an air fryer, it's 400 degrees for 8 minutes.
That's a good thing to know. That's like an easy little weekday dinner.
You're welcome, yeah. People.
Everyone's gonna run home and make that air fryer salmon.
Literally, now. Everyone just gasped. They went, ah! And then they pulled out a notebook like Steve from Blue's Clues and scribbled that down frantically. Mm-hmm.
With crayon,
yes.
Yeah. They ran out to Trader Joe's, got
they
that.
They dropped everything.
Cut. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, enjoy your salmon. Thank you so much for listening to Pillow Fight. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Follow Big Comedy on social media @ILoveBigComedy.